Go, folks, this is it. Welcome to episode 300 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Today we wrap up the celebration of 300 episodes of the Daily Brainwave by linking together Trivial Pursuit and Pluto. Trivial Pursuit, topic of episode 290, was a Canadian invention, a board game created when a couple of folks sat down to play a game of Scrabble and discovered they were missing a few letters. Though their game of Scrabble was unsuccessful, Scrabble itself is one of the most successful board games out there. It is based in part on the crossword puzzle. If you recall back to episode 10 of the Daily Brainwave, you'll know that when crossword puzzles premiered in the US back in the early 1900s, they were an absolute craze. In fact, the New York Public Library was getting more than a little peeved because every day, rabid crossword puzzle fans stormed the building, fighting over dictionaries so that they could solve the morning's puzzle, and scaring away normal patrons. The New York Public Library is today second only to the Library of Congress as the largest library in the United States. The Library of Congress is huge! Their digital collection alone takes up petabytes of data. Now, to get a sense of scale, your standard smartphone might hold 10 gigabytes of data. A terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes, or 100 standard smartphones. Well, a single petabyte is 1,000 terabytes, equal to 100,000 standard smartphones. And that's just one petabyte. The Library of Congress's digital collection uses at least 10 or 15. Now, among the digital collection, you can find a film made of the Roosevelt Dam in Arizona, probably taken at the dedication of the structure in 1911. Arizona would be in the spotlight almost 20 years later, in 1930, when a young astronomer named Clyde Tombaugh looked through pictures of the night sky taken at an Arizona observatory and found proof of the existence of a new planet. That planet became Pluto, the topic of episode 1 of the Daily Brainwave. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 300 of the Daily Brainwave. Seriously, people, thank you. I am now 300 episodes deep into this, and on my birthday too. It has been a remarkable journey putting this project together. I hope that you've learned a few things here and there. I know that I have learned a lot about science and history and technology. It's pretty awesome. Thank you. You can celebrate with me by rating the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find the Daily Brainwave. Celebrate even more by sharing this podcast with your friends, or by contacting the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Now, episode 300 is behind me, but there is so much more to learn, and so we hit the ground running on Monday by kicking off our look at dragons. Boy, if you ever do encounter a dragon in real life, you'll know how important it is to hit that ground running.